Good morning, I'm Jim Packard, sitting in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good to have you with us today. We'll begin the week by talking about making the best airfare purchasing decisions, and our guest to talk about that is Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, the CEO of FareCompare.com, a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. And Rick Seney, thanks for spending some time with us today.
It's great to be on today.
I noticed an article from the USA Today last Tuesday where airlines' rising fees confuse and anger their passengers. Carriers try to make up for fuel costs, but flyers are irked by extra charges. And I guess you're hearing about that a lot.
Yeah, it's over the last probably 6 months as these fees started to pile up and more fees affected more travelers, it's getting more and more frustrating, I think.
You have done something about it, and that is to create the U.S. domestic airline fee chart. And let's talk about what led to that and how much work it was to accumulate all of this information.
Well, you know, basically compiling all the information takes a lot of time because it's not on the front page of each airline's website. You have to dig pretty deep to find it, and sometimes you can't even find it till you get to the airport. The idea was, to make it, the airlines are basically trying to make it more difficult for consumers to compare apples to apples on the internet. They've wanted to do this for several years, even before the run-up in oil. They hate the fact that their product is priced as a commodity. And so what we're going to see, I think, over the next 2 or 3 years is basically this whole change from airfare into an a la carte system where anything above and beyond stepping on a plane or stepping off a plane mm-hmm. is going to be charged separately.
Well, people who go to FareCompare.com, F-A-R-E, Compare.com, we'll find this list, which will show you what it costs to make a reservation per person on various domestic airlines, what it costs to get a first check bag, what it costs to get a second check bag, and then if you want some leg room, how much more it's going to cost you. For instance, you could pay as much as $109 to get some priority seating on American Airlines.
Yeah, we're tracking over 18 different fees, including overweight bags, oversized bags, unaccompanied children, basically everything that you can possibly think of, even food and drink now, obviously, with U.S. Airways charging $2 for water and Coke.
If you'd like to join the conversation with Rick Seney, all you have to do, if you're in Madison, give us a call at 263-1890. Otherwise, we're toll-free at 800-642-1234. What has been the reaction from, let's say, the media to publishing this domestic airline fee chart?
Well, I think that, you know, they've been covering each fee, additional fee, sort of as though it was a rock concert. So, you know, just last week we had the $7 pillow and blanket on JetBlue, and, you know, it's every time a new fee comes out, the airlines take a pretty good press hit on it. I think that, you know, they're willing to take that basically, you know, with the price of oil, I guess it's around $115 today.
Mm-hmm.
It's down from about $145 a month ago, and a lot of this has to do with the price of oil and the business model of airlines really not being able to cope with oil being really much over $70 or $80 a barrel. So anything above and beyond that, they just bleed tons of red ink, and this is certainly one way to increase revenues.
I noticed in that same story about the airlines rising fees was a figure that jet fuel will cost airlines $61 billion this year compared with $20 billion last year. That'll give a passenger an idea of what kind of charges that they're trying to recoup.
Yeah, I think that most passengers would probably give the airlines a more of a pass on a lot of these fees because they see the price of gas at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
If the airlines had a little better core service, which is simply departing on time, arriving on time, and getting your bags there when you arrive.
Yeah, that would be really a pleasure to be traveling then. Well, if someone goes to FareCompare.com, they're going to come up with some information about airmail, email alerts, flight planning, and more. Talk about that section of the website.
Yeah, one of the things that we have is we have one of the world's largest database of both current and historical airfare. We're one of the handful of companies in the world that actually get the raw airfare data from over 500 airlines directly, and we process it and save it. And so we have the advantage of not only knowing what's about to happen before it happens, because we can actually send out emails before telling people that the prices are about to go down before they even hit the airline reservation sites, because our software, which basically we're a bunch of techies, is very fast in what it does. And then second of all, we can help you find alternate destinations. You know, if you wanted to go, for instance, somewhere to the beach, we can tell you, you know, whether Mexico, Caribbean, or Florida is better right now.
Mm-hmm. And you can also compare prices by just indicating on there that you'd like to have Faircast or Priceline or Travelocity fares included within that comparison.
Sure, and you can always, I mean, there's no one perfect way to find the best deal, although we know the deals are out there because airlines make sure that, you know, the very cheapest seats, they're hard to find. You won't find them on every day. So it's always good to check multiple sites. In fact, recent data shows that consumers shop anywhere from 4 to 6 websites before they purchase a ticket.
Let's go to the phones and take some calls. We do have a couple of lines open. If you have a question that you'd like Rick Saini to answer, in Madison, 263-1890, or toll-free at 800-642-1234. And our email address is talk@wpr.org. Rick, let's start with Pat in Middleton. Hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
Good morning. We are planning a trip to Hawaii in January. We're flying into Hilo, returning from Honolulu. We'll be joining a tour there. We have 2 air mile programs we can take advantage of to help buy our tickets. They both have a maximum dollar value at this point. And we're wondering if we can try to use both of those, one to get us to the West Coast and the second to get us to Hawaii. Is there a West Coast city, first of all, that you would recommend we look at that would give us, you know, the best value?
Yes, certainly. And Pat, the best city, the cheapest city to fly into Hawaii is L.A. because it has the most competition. So, I mean, your choices really for that, for the cheapest, are L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, and Phoenix would sort of be the 5 cheapest to go out of. And, you know, for that particular trip, you're going to be going in February of next year?
January.
While we're talking, I'm going to do a quick check. But if you're flying, are you closer to Milwaukee or?
We're closer to Madison, but Milwaukee would be an option.
Yeah, normally the pricing is going to be a lot cheaper out of Milwaukee just because it's a bigger airport. They tend to charge a premium for, you know, that little short-haul flight that from Madison to wherever you're going to your gateway. The price points right now into Honolulu round trip for January are running about $727 round trip out the door, which is actually a pretty good price. This summer we were seeing prices well over $1,200, especially since they lost Aloha and ATA, which is about 20% of the seats going into Hawaii.
And her question about using the air mile programs, that's a changing proposition, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Which programs are you in? With Midwest or?
No, actually it's with a credit card.
Oh, you're with a credit card, yeah.
Right. And we actually, our program starts in Hilo, so we'd have to fly into Hilo, but then out of Honolulu, so.
Yeah, it's a little harder to redeem those kind of tickets with your credit card because they like everything to be very simple with a simple round trip. It sounds like you're probably going to take a boat or something while you're over there and come back from a different location.
Right.
So you're going to find it harder to redeem because the person you get on the phone probably isn't going to understand that because they have a piece of software that just says outbound and inbound and got to be the same place. But if you get a supervisor on the phone, you might be able to redeem those. I think some of the credit card companies now will let you pay partially in cash and partially in quote-unquote points.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It depends on which credit card you have.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I would try to use those as soon as possible. You know, airline ticket prices right now, over the next probably 6 months to 12 months, it's really dependent on the price of oil. But we've seen, you know, last year we had 23 attempted airfare hikes, 17 successful. The first half of this year we had 21 attempted airfare hikes. 15 of those were successful. In the last 7 weeks since the price of oil has gone down, we haven't seen any airfare hikes. So it's very volatile right now, and the airlines are cutting back anywhere from 8 to 15% of their capacity. That's in 2009, there's going to be 70 million less available seats. So I'd go ahead and get buy those tickets and either redeem your miles if you can get the right person on the phone, or even at a little over $700 out of Milwaukee, that's a great deal right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pat, good luck to you. Thanks so much for your call. Let's go to Dan next in Madison. Dan, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I was just wondering if I'm planning to make a trip over to Tokyo, but I'd like to stop by in Beijing. And I'm wondering if you recommend what is the best, what's the least expensive way to go and do that. Obviously,
what time of year are you going to go?
What time of year are you going to go, sir?
I'm planning to go in is September 15th.
Oh, so just in the next month or so?
That's right.
Well, typically, anytime you want to go overseas, especially to Asia, right now the average fuel surcharge is averaging around $360, and the taxes are around $140. So before you even look for airfare, you're looking at $500 before they even tack on the airfare. So you're probably, your best bet, too, is you're going to pay an additional $100 to $200 round trip by leaving out of Madison or Milwaukee. If you can get down to Chicago, you can save yourself a couple hundred dollars. Right now, the prices for mid-September out of Chicago into Tokyo are averaging a little under $1,200 out the door.
Would you recommend an airline from Tokyo to Beijing? Do you know any airline carriers from your program? Or
I'm not as familiar with those routes, but there's several airlines that fly that route. The Asian airlines are typically very, very good, and they have typically have really good service. So you'll be able to find four or five different airlines out of Tokyo. Tokyo is the gateway into China. There's very few nonstops into China, and Northwest usually, typically out of that area, has really good Asian coverage.
Do you know roughly what the price would be for an airline ticket from Tokyo to China?
Between China and Tokyo? Yeah, somewhere between $150 to $225 round trip.
Okay, that's not bad. All right, thank you very much for your
time. All right, sure. Dan, thank you very much. We're talking with Rick Cini, who is the CEO of FareCompare.com, a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. And again, there is a U.S. domestic airline fee chart that Rick and his staff have put together that they will keep updated and tracking 18 categories of fees that you could end up paying for airline transportation. Let's go to Pat next in Green Bay. Hi, Pat. What can we do for you?
Hello, and hello to Rick, and thanks for coming on and helping us out today.
Mm-hmm. It's always fun.
Wow. Yeah, I have a daughter, a UW student, that just came back in from Tokyo a couple of weeks ago, and the airline had a one-day delay when she came in. She missed her flight by a day, but they issued her like a check or a credit or a coupon for $250 for a future flight. And I was wondering, do you have any hints as to the best way to use that? Or,
well, first of all, when they do issue that, it's basically tied to your daughter's name. So she's the only one that can use that.
Right, okay.
And it usually has a time period. I'm not sure on Northwest. It's anywhere from 8 to 11 months. So you have to use it or you'll lose it.
Yeah, this was with United Airlines.
I think United's about, 10 or 11 months on United. So you definitely have to use it. And, obviously, you're planning trips. I mean, if she's going to be taking a trip, definitely you would want to use that almost immediately. They do have a place on their website where you can put the coupon code in.
Okay.
When you're shopping, and it'll automatically deduct the coupon.
Okay, but she doesn't have to pay like a full fare ticket.
She can put it on any ticket. The only problem is she finds a ticket that's cheaper than the $250, they will use the entire coupon.
Oh, good hint. Okay. Thanks very much.
All right, Pat, thank you very much for your call as we talk today with Rick Cini. If you'd like to join in, we've got a couple of lines open for you in Madison at 263-1890 or toll-free at 800-642-1234. I'm Jim Packard, and you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Jim Packard, sitting in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network. Glad to have you along with us today. Martinez White is our on-air producer. And let's go back to the phones, Rick, and we'll go to Mike in Milwaukee. Mike, what can we do for you?
I'd like to study in a lab, in a science lab out in San Francisco. I'm in Milwaukee, and I could go out there anytime and come back anytime. You know, I don't know what it would take, a month or two. But the point is that I'm a single guy, and I can go any which way. I can do standby. I can look for people that are dumping tickets. I, you know, what would be the best, cheapest way? I would sit on the floor if I had to.
So you want to get out to California. Which part, northern or southern?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. You know, actually, you know, right now actually is a perfect time to buy your ticket. In the last 2 weeks, we've had two fall airfare sales, which I didn't expect to see this year based on the price of oil. And what that means is there's probably a little softness in seats out there. So if you go out and start shopping today, some of those sales are actually expiring today. You can probably find a pretty good deal out of Milwaukee to San Francisco. Let me take a quick check here. While we're chatting, but I think the bottom line is that there are last minute deals sometimes, very rare nowadays with so few available seats and the cutbacks. But really, what you have to do is I'd come to our website and sign up for alerts out of Milwaukee, Chicago, Madison to San Francisco, and it'll tell you whenever the price goes down. Like right now, out of Milwaukee, you can fly to San Francisco for $230 round trip, which is a pretty darn good deal.
Yeah,
for September. So. The best days to travel are the cheapest and the best days, because there's not as many travelers, is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. So those 3 days, if you leave and come back on those same days, you'll find the very cheapest tickets.
Okay.
And if you can't travel on those days, if you take the first flight out in the morning or the one right after lunch or the one right after dinner, you'll usually save yourself anywhere from $50 to $100.
Okay.
And so what I would do is, you know, I don't think you'll get that price out to San Francisco for much less than $200. And at $230 round trip for almost every day in September, I'd go ahead and book my trip right now.
Well, I'll do that.
Mike, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. Good luck to you. And let's go to Jennifer in Rockford. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. My family and I, family of five, we were planning a trip to California, San Francisco area, just like the last caller. And we're going like around the Christmas time, the week right before Christmas, or during Christmas, I should say. And so I'm wondering what is the best bet for us. We've looked into possibly flying from Rockford to or out of Chicago to Las Vegas and then driving, and we're just trying to figure it out where it'll work well with three small children.
Three small children. Oh, wow. That's the toughest one, especially when you have to carry bags and stuff and some of those
exactly.
bag fees. Let me take a quick look while we're sitting here into San Francisco area. Can you go the week before Christmas, or is that sort of a problem?
We're kind of locked because of my husband's job. He'll actually be traveling the week before.
The week before. So basically, Christmas falls, I think, on a Thursday this year.
Correct.
So, you know, those days right before Christmas travel are typically the most expensive. That's when you're going to pay a premium, anywhere from $100 to $300 premium over the normal ticket price.
Oh, wow.
If you want to leave like on a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yeah, we actually could leave the Saturday before Christmas.
Yeah, usually what happens is the price points jump up dramatically the Friday before Thanksgiving. So that would be, I think, the 19th this year.
Okay.
So if you can leave before that, like on the 18th, you probably save yourself at least $100 a person.
Oh, okay.
So if you could leave on Thursday the 18th, for example, that's about when the prices go up. Like I'm looking I'm looking out of Chicago to San Francisco right now.
Sure.
And the prices jump by $100 starting that Friday. So if you can leave that Thursday before, you'll save yourself $500 or $600. And it's right now it's running $300 round trip.
For returning, should we pick a different date, like after the Christmas holiday?
I would come back like the Saturday or the Monday after.
Okay.
And that'll be your, those are your best bets. You probably will end up paying in the low to mid 300s. That's a pretty good deal right now. I mean, in years gone by, you probably could have saved yourself $50 to $75, but it's just, this year is going to be really tough for Christmas. There's going to be, over the Christmas holidays, approximately 200,000 less seats each day being flown.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
all right.
Flying to San Francisco or flying to Las Vegas and driving, either way, it's going to cost us.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know it's not perfect situation, but that $300, and, you know, it seems odd to be shopping for Christmas in August, but I've been telling people for the last 2 months to go ahead and purchase their tickets.
All right, Jennifer, good luck to you. Thanks very much for your call. Rick Cini is our guest of faircompare.com. If you'd like to join in, the number for you, 263-1890, or toll-free at 800-642-1234. Nancy's next in Brookfield. Hi, Nancy.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. I just had a quick question. I missed the very beginning of the program, but I wanted to know about frequent flyer miles. We have a number of them on United that we've saved up over the years, and I'm wondering, are they in jeopardy now that the airlines are cutting back? And, you know, should we use them quickly, or do you think they'll be stable for a long time? Or
yeah. No, it's a great question. And then basically right now what's happening with miles, your miles are not in jeopardy. Okay, so first of all, they're not in jeopardy. More importantly, though, is the programs on almost all the legacy airlines frequent flyer programs are being watered down. They're charging fees to redeem. They're charging additional miles now. Most of them are moving to a three-tier system where you have three different mileage levels. So what I'm recommending most people do is, if you have your miles and you have a trip in mind, go ahead and use them. I personally have a lot of miles with American Airlines because I live in the Dallas area, and I've been using those to bring in friends and family. With your miles, you can get a ticket for anybody. So I recommend people actually start using their miles now, because they're only, it's sort of like having Russian currency in the 90s. It's going to devalue over the next several months and probably the next year, and it's better to just use them now if you can. Whether you can fly yourself, last-minute emergency, or, you know, purchase those tickets with your miles for friends and family.
What you're saying is they're worth more now than they will be in the future.
There's no doubt they are worth more now today than they will be probably 6 months from now.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, thank you.
All right, Nancy, thank you very much for your call. Appreciate hearing from you. And then on to Becky in Madison. Hi, Becky.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. I can dovetail into the last caller's question about the miles. I'm trying to get to Buenos Aires, and I'm going to be down there for about 6 weeks in mid-January. And I called Northwest, and I called twice, and with the first call, I could upgrade to first class but not get a ticket with my miles. And I thought, well, I'll get a lot of miles and go comfortably. And when I call back to go ahead and book it, he's like, well, I can get you on a flight, but I can't upgrade you to first class. So why does the story change? And what does a person do?
Well, okay, so where were you heading?
I live in Madison. I drive down to Chicago and head to Buenos Aires. I'm in on Northwest, and they're using a Continental partner to use my miles.
Right now, South America is the highest airline ticket prices of anywhere on in this basic area. I mean, it's really crazy. Out of the New York area, it's been averaging over $1,000 round trip into South America and Central America. So I would go ahead. I mean, if you're flexible at all, they have pretty good tools on their websites for checking for seats and the days. Are you flexible on your travel days at all?
Totally flexible, like mid-January to the beginning of March. So
I mean, that's typically a really good time to redeem because it's sort of a slower time. So I would definitely, and that's a perfect time to use your miles when the ticket prices are so extremely expensive. So I would definitely be flexible. Check out their tools. They should be able to get you on a seat using your miles sometime if you're flexible at all. And I would use those miles right away.
Okay, and then the one guy that said I could use my miles, does 70,000 miles sound about right?
Yeah, it's very expensive now to redeem it, especially depending on the program. I'm not as familiar with Northwest Codeshare program with Continental, okay. But basically most of the airlines are switching to a three-tier system where it's anywhere from 20,000 to 25,000 miles for one tier, which is very hard to find a seat, coach. and then it's sort of a 40,000-mile level, and then a 60 to 70,000-mile level if you want the last seat on the airline.
I see.
And that's where they're heading, basically.
Pardon?
They're heading into this new three-tier program.
Okay.
Where you basically, you know, it takes more miles to get your award ticket, plus you probably get a fee tacked on depending on where you're going.
Thanks very much, Becky. We appreciate your call. Good luck to you on planning for your trip. As we talk today with Rick Cini of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FareCompare.com. And if you go there, you're going to find a U.S. domestic airline fee chart that checks 18 different fees and charges that domestic airlines can charge you. And are you going to be doing the same thing internationally, Rick, or is that just too much?
Yeah, we're going to be doing that soon. I think that the fees are very similar internationally, although the baggage fees are less restrictive. So you do get, I think, first and sometimes even second check bags if you're flying internationally. But for the most part, the fees structure is pretty much the same, but we will have a chart specifically for that. And we're also making sure that there's another chart on the site there that has the carry-on baggage limits and the sizes and templates, so to make sure that when you do carry on your bags, you're not bringing one on where you'll be caught by the luggage police and sent back through security to check your bag.
You can find out how much it will cost to make a reservation by phone. For instance, you can pay $70 for a reservation for two on U.S. Airways. Traveling with a pet on Northwest could set you back $359 each way, but at least you'll be warned in advance about what it might cost to take your pet with you on a trip. So let's go to the phones again to Ralph in Brookfield. Ralph, what's on your mind today?
I'm making two trips to Phoenix between November 1st and May, and the middle trip is at Christmas. I'm wondering if I should book the November-May as a round trip, and then the Christmas trip with in between as a separate one, or November before Christmas and then after Christmas to Phoenix.
Okay. You got me a little confused a little bit. So you got two trips, one for Thanksgiving?
Well, we're snowbirds, so we go out November 1st to May, usually. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. The middle trip is a Christmas break coming back.
Okay, so you're trying to basically back to... Okay, I see what you're doing. So you want to come back somewhere in the middle there around Christmas.
I'm just wondering if I should book the one round trip November, May, and then the second trip, the Christmas trip.
And then use the other half of each ticket.
Yeah, or the other one, November... prior to Christmas and then after Christmas to
the only problem could be and this is not normally the case, but there's a rule on airfares called maximum stay.
Okay.
And sometimes the cheapest airfares say that you have like a 90-day maximum stay.
Oh, okay.
So when you go to buy your ticket, it'll allow you to do that. It's just going to pump you up into a higher price bracket.
Okay.
Right. So, because you're leaving from where? From Milwaukee or Madison?
Right, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. You might be able to find a one-way airfare, actually, because Midwest has a one-way fare structure, and I think you'll probably be able to find out of Milwaukee. I'm not sure. Let me do a quick check right here. Let me see. So you're going in November, right?
Yeah.
We'll take a quick look here in early November. Some airlines don't have as big a penalty for buying one-way airfares as others. So let's do a quick check here. Yeah, so you can go one way pretty much the entire month of November for around $150 one way.
Okay.
So if you're leaving in early November, the airlines that have that are, well, unfortunately you can't go nonstop on Midwest or U.S. Airways. They're averaging $380 one way, but the connecting flight on Delta, United are all averaging $150 one way.
Okay.
So, you know, you can do that. Go ahead and price it, and you can buy the tickets and use them that way. But I think what you'll find is that ticket from early November till May may be a lot more expensive than you expect.
Ah. What's new, huh?
Yeah.
And the reason for that is the cheap airfare has a maximum stay rule.
Ralph, good luck to you and your plans to go to Phoenix. Let's go next to Karen in Cumberland. And hi, Karen.
Hi.
What can
we
do for you?
I have a question about going to Las Vegas.
I thought that it would be reasonable to go to Las Vegas for, you know, 3-4 days. However, when I called about it, it was like $600 airfare. That doesn't seem reasonable.
Where are you flying
from? What airport are you going out of, and what time of year?
I'd like to go out of Eau Claire, but I could certainly go out of the cities.
I think you're much better off going out of the cities, don't you, Rick?
Are you going in November, December?
I'm sorry. I'd like to go in October or November. Very open.
Mm-hmm. October is your best bet, right? And out of Milwaukee right now to Las Vegas round trip, you should be able to get in $100 round trip if you're willing to leave on a Monday.
How about going out of the Twin Cities?
Let's see. Which city would that be?
Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Minneapolis? Let me take a look. Out of Minneapolis. You'll have to remember I'm from Dallas.
We'll have to get you up here and acquaint you.
You know, I've been there several times in the summertime and had some of the best times ever. So, and also spent the coldest day of my life there one time, too. Okay. Let's see. Out of Minneapolis to Las Vegas, if you're willing to leave on a Monday, you can get $130 round trip right now on several airlines. For instance, October the 6th, if you're willing to leave on October the 6th on... Sun Country has a flight into Vegas, and so does U.S. Airways, both $129 round trip.
So if she goes to faircompare.com, she ought to be able to lay that out for herself.
Exactly. If you, it'll show you which days are the cheapest. It'll also, in this case, it'll show you that Mondays through Wednesdays are usually cheaper, and you can actually find your ticket. $600 sounds extremely high to me. That's a business traveler's rate.
Mm-hmm. Karen, good luck to you. Thanks very much for your call as we talk with Rick Cini of faircompare.com. And we've got a few minutes left in the show. Let's take some more calls. Kurt in Madison is next. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. I'm trying to plan a trip with my wife to Kauai, probably leaving out of Milwaukee. October 9th through the 17th is what we're looking at.
Okay. I'll give you take a quick look here. Basically, right now, out of Milwaukee, Chicago area, the month of October to Hawaii is going to be around, let's see here, Milwaukee to Honolulu. Let me check Milwaukee to Honolulu. Once you get over to Honolulu, you can always catch one of the either Hawaiian or Go Airlines, and they have super cheap prices. Wow, this is very inexpensive. What days are you leaving?
October 9th.
October 9th.
Sounds like a Thursday.
It's a Thursday, yeah. It's averaging out of Milwaukee right now, $563. Let me see which airline that is. That's super cheap.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
That's actually a connecting flight on Alaska connecting with another airline. It does have a long layover, though, so that's why it's cheaper. So it's averaging, if you want, you know, on the major airlines like U.S. Airways or Continental, around $700. And if you're willing to basically make a long connection, you can even get it down below $600. So personally, I like just to minimize the time, but a lot of people are willing to take those extra stops.
Okay, and do you have a recommendation for an airline?
You know, right now, it's all the stuff really sort of connects in through the L.A. area, right? Unless you end up, you know, zipping back over to Minneapolis and flying in nonstop. So I think, you know, my personal opinion is I fly every airline. So, okay. I typically fly the one that's cheapest. And all of them are pretty much the same nowadays.
Okay, what about travel insurance? Is that recommended?
For airline tickets, I guess I wouldn't. I don't recommend that very much for airline tickets. But if you have, you know, a special trip that you're doing, you have to make it. You have an expensive hotel that you're doing on the other side. It might be worthwhile.
We just have a wedding.
Yeah, you know, it's really a trade-off because the travel insurance is going to be anywhere from $50 to $150. You know. For that, and so I tend to never do it. It's just one of the things that I don't think is a very good deal. But I tend to always make my trips. So it's probably if you have any inkling that you may have to change your mind or there's going to be an issue, it might be worthwhile.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Kurt. Good luck to you. Thanks very much. Appreciate hearing from you. And Deb and Madison, what's on your mind today?
Hi, yes, I'm going to be planning two trips with my family. One is to New York City over spring break, and one is to San Francisco next June. I have enough miles with Northwest for one free ticket, and so I'm trying to figure out, like, when do I buy this and how do I do it so that I can use up the miles in the best way.
All right, so spring break, I'm assuming, is March time frame?
April.
April?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So right now, okay, so here's sort of the rule of thumb with air travel. Airlines typically don't start managing their cheapest seats until 4 months before travel.
Okay.
Okay? The only exception to that is holidays, where they're already going to charge a premium anyway, so like Thanksgiving and Christmas. You can pretty much shop year-round for those tickets because they're already going to be at a premium. So if you shop too early, you're going to be paying what's called a mid-tier price. So if you got on an airplane and asked people to raise their hand at what price they paid, you'd see about 8 to 10 different groups of people, some paying, you know, the very cheapest, maybe $100 to $150 one way, up to people paying $800 one way. And what tends to happen is that if you buy too early, they're going to give you that middle price, right? So right now is not a really good time to shop for March or for June.
Okay.
But if you want to redeem your ticket, it's a good time to redeem your ticket because it's really hard to find seats for when you redeem. So that, you know, it's sort of a, you're in a catch 22.
Yeah, it's like I should redeem the miles now, but I should wait to buy the other family tickets.
Exactly.
Later.
And so, you know, and the bad part of that is you don't want to really, the key to finding a cheap airfare is being flexible.
Okay.
So if you do go ahead and redeem that ticket, you will lose your flexibility.
Okay, but since the spring one that we're going to go to, New York, is over Easter, I mean, is that considered one of those holidays?
Yeah, it's sort of one of those crazy ones. It's right in the middle. Sometimes they have Easter holiday airfare sales. Sometimes they don't.
Okay.
So let's just take a look. So what city are you going to be leaving out of?
Probably Madison.
Okay. And you're going to go to New York. Let me take a quick look for April and see what it's running at right now. But, you know, typically Easter's sort of a weird holiday. It doesn't tend to. Like right now it's running $500 round trip. That's way too high out of Madison. That price will come down at least $150 late this year or early next year.
Deb, thanks very much for the call. Good luck to you as you plan for that trip to New York. And Rick, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Time has flown by.
It always goes very quickly.
We look forward to another visit with you soon.
Sure, anytime.
All right, thanks. Rick Cini is CEO of FareCompare.com in Dallas. It's a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. FareCompare.com receives and processes fare information in real time, distributing it immediately, thereby enabling airfare shoppers to get a jump on competing sites. Alerts are sent when prices are changed for specific flights. And that's FareCompare.com. I'm Jim Packard. Thanks to Martinez White for on-air phone production today. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking about craft beer paired with artisanal cheeses with Kirby Nelson, the brewmaster at Capital Brewing in Middleton, Steve McCune, the president of Roth Case Cheesemakers Cheese Retailers in Monroe, Wisconsin.